Malo ni, malo elelei, talofa lava, nisam pulvinaka, fakalofa lahiatu.
Te ama Pacifica Health.
Yeah. you trying to run out here? Come on, let me see ya.
Checking 1, 2, 3, 4. Welcome, everybody, and good morning, lovely listeners. It's a pleasure to be here with you this morning. Sorry we are a bit late today. Had a bit of technical difficulties and just last-minute adjustments that I had to do. So whether you're starting off your day with a cup of coffee or winding down after a long night, I hope you're feeling fantastic. Stick around for some great tunes and engaging conversation to kickstart your day. Right, tune into Te Ama Pasifika, where the good vibes never stop. Let's make today an amazing day. Now, our beautiful whale is actually taking a bit of a break, so we're going to just let her have some rest for this week until hopefully she'll be back by next week. Now, this week's subject is about sugar. But before I do that, let's see if we can play something else before we get ourselves ready. Now, sugar. Reasons why I love sugar. Now, while sugar is often associated with negative health effects, it does provide some benefits when consumed in moderation. Quick energy release source. Sugars are particularly glucose, are quickly absorbed into the bloodstream and provide a rapid source of energy for the body, cells and organs. Brain function. Glucose is the primary fuel for the brain, supporting cognitive function, concentration, mental clarity, mood regulation. Consuming sugar can temporarily boost a serotonin levels in the brain, leading to feeling happiness and well-being. Now, also muscle fuel. Now, during exercise, sugars help fuel muscle and activity, aid in recovery afterwards as well. Palatability. Sugar adds sweetness and enhances the taste of foods, making them more enjoyable to eat. Now, however, it is crucial to consume sugar in moderation. Okay, I'm guilty of that sometimes, as excessive intake can lead to various health issues, including obesity, type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and dental problems. Now, choosing natural sources of sugar, such as fruits, and being mindful of added sugars in processed foods can help maintain a balanced diet. I've got a little poem here that I want to read. Now, here we go. Now, in fields of cane where sun does pour, sweet crystals form a treasure pure. For from earth to bowl, its journey told, a sweet tale of sweetness to behold. In morning's light, a golden hue awakes senses old and new. A spoonful stirred, a sweet embrace, a moment's joy, a feeling grace. In cakes and pies, it finds its place, a touch of magic, sweet embrace. With every bite, a symphony of taste and texture, pure harmony. Wow, I like that poem. Very sweet. I think I'll keep that for myself. Now, sugar is a versatile ingredient. They can be used in various ways, such as cooking. I use it a lot in my cooking. Sugar is commonly used in baking sweet cakes, cookies, and other desserts. Number two, beverages. It's used to sweeten teas, coffees, and cocktails. Preserving sugar is used in jams, jellies, and fruit preserves to help preserve the fruit. Candy making. I love candy apples. It's primary ingredient in many types of candy, including chocolates, caramels, and hard candies. Marinades and sauces. Yes, I have a sister-in-law that makes a really mean marinade. Marinade and sauces. Sugar can be used to balance the flavors in marinades and sauces, particularly in Asian cuisines. Also, bread making. In addition to providing sweetness, sugar helps activate yeast in bread making. Condiments and some added to condiments like ketchup and barbecue sauce to balance the flavors. Pickling. I love pickling. Sugar can be used in pickling solutions to balance acidity. Add sweetness to pickled vegetables. While sugar can add sweetness and flavor to foods, it has also had several potential negative effects when consumed in excessive amounts. Now, weight gain. Consuming too much sugar can contribute to weight gain and obesity. Number two, increased risk of type 2 diabetes. Excessive sugar intake is linked to insulin resistance, which can lead to development of type 2 diabetes. Dental problems. Don't want those. My kids went to the dentist a couple of weeks ago. Sugar can promote tooth decay and cavities when consumed frequently, especially in the form of sugar, sugary beverages, and candies. Risk of health, or should I say heart disease, in sugar intake has been associated with increased risk of heart disease, including high blood pressure, inflammation, and elevated triglyceride levels. I think that's how you say it. Negative impact on mental health. Some research suggests that a high sugar consumption may contribute to mood swings, anxiety, and depression. Nutrient deficiency. Foods and high added sugars often lack essential nutrients, leading to an imbalanced diet and potential nutrient deficiencies. Increased risk of certain cancers. High sugar intake can be linked to increased risk of certain types of cancer, including pancreatic, colorectal, and breast cancer. I didn't know that one. Addiction and craving sugar can be addictive for some people, leading to cravings and overconsumption, which perpetuates the cycle of negative health and effects. Now, it's really important to consume sugar in moderation as part of a balanced diet, minimizing these potential negative effects. So try your best to not eat too much of it. I've actually gone off sugar, which is good. Hey, Mum. Gone off sugar. Don't have it in my tea anymore or my coffee or whatever sweet things. I do, however, still keep it into my my baking, which has actually been really, really good. Now, I'm sorry we've had a bit of a short show this morning, but that's the best thing that I could do with regards to sugar. So remember, people, just try and keep your intake at low levels if you can. Now, of course you can. You can do it because this is about your health. And we also have to remember that everything that that's established is also established to make sure that you have a great foundation of health, to make sure that you have a great foundation of making sure that your children are given the best, as I try my best. And sometimes I do fail as a mother. Yes, I'm a mother of four children, but we also try our best as mums to make sure that our kids get the best that they can. Okay, but in saying that, I think we're going to play a song. Again, I say sorry for a short show today, but we're going to try something different. And then let's see how it all pans out for everybody. But in saying that, I hope you guys are good. I hope you guys all enjoy the song, because I really love this song. And hopefully we get to do it at church sometime soon. Coming up next, we've got our mother who's Sifulukamu.